This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, check local listings plus a Cambodia ban and being born or dying on a plane. Coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
The United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
All right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
The expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
See my new show on Animal Planet, where I travel the country eating the state bird.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
If you're wondering if the blatant hostility thing has played out, oh no!
Now get over it.
It's in gorgeous bloom right now, just in time for spring.
It's like the cherry trees.
Dodgers 2-1. Up, oh, nope, sorry. Padres 2-1, bottom of the seventh. Why'd it stop?
Are you watching
check
baseball
local listings.
Right
hang in. I've got to put my. I
not check local
another.
Listings. That's the game.
That's the Major League the Baseball opening game in Seoul, South Korea.
Hey, if you listen to a rebroadcast of this show, that information is very.
Oh, I see.
Very
oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, reality. You've thrown me into a tizzy. I'm listening to a podcast. I don't know what day it is. They just said the Dodgers and the Padres were playing. How am I supposed to figure this out?
I'll explain time zones to you later, Gilligan.
Oh, God, you're an idiot.
Yesterday.
Podcast can be.
Go on.
Just podcasts.
Yeah, you're
broadcast. Yesterday, you were talking about S&H green stamps.
We're right at the end.
Writes yeah. Jack.
Mahogoff?
I was watching a rerun of Hollywood Squares. One of the prizes they offered in the secret square was 1,000,000 S&H green stamps.
Whoa!
Valued at $2,500.
Wow. When did this happen?
I'll get you a jacket.
God, I hope they were already in the books.
Could you imagine?
I'm confused, though. Did you say that these S&H green stamps, are you now they're worth $2,500? That's no. What you said, right?
No, it said...
I have no concept of time or where I am on the planet. You have to talk slow. I rely on my radio show to inform me where I am and what day it is.
That would be a lot of licking.
I just don't listen to this show piecemeal. I have to have it in a linear fashion, or I'm thrown. I'm really, really thrown.
I'll explain.
I'm stupid.
Well, no, I know that.
Stupid,
you're
stupid.
Demonstrating that as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Now, we return to
Christy
Lee.
We return to Christy Lee.
It 10 feet from the talking anus. Oh, no, it's more like 12 feet.
Cambodian's Prime Minister Hun Main has ordered a ban on musical vehicle horns.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there must be a problem.
Yes, exactly.
And it's Cambodia, so if you shoot one of those off, you're in the killing fields.
Here it comes.
I know. Right, now, Pat? Hang on.
Now, you be honest right now. When you saw the story was from Cambodia,
yeah.
Did you hit pop right into your head again?
Yep.
The rib fest.
Yeah, the rib fest. Yep. You ever go to one of those rib fests, Pat?
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
People just eat the ribs, throw them in the ground. I swear to God, I thought it was in the movie The Killing Fields.
He called on the minister.
Spalding Gray is crying next to
him. Boy, that guy. How funny is he, huh?
Spalding Not Gray. At all.
No, hilarious all the time. I understand the tickets are 2-for-1.
Well, not anymore.
You're going to need a boat.
Yeah, sadly.
He called on the Ministry of Public Works and Transportation, as well as police across the country, to immediately act against any vehicle whose normal horn has been replaced by a song-playing horn. The move comes after videos posted on social media showed people dancing on roads and roadsides passing trucks blasted rhythmic melodies.
The Footloose of Cambodia. Hey, look, there's some impoverished kid actually having fun. Shoot him.
Do you think there's any significance to a heritage or background about if you have a musical horn or not?
Maybe.
He probably am.
Is that a thing, you think?
That thing? I mean, Dangerfield had it in Caddyshack.
Oh, that when he gets dropped off at the golf course.
Yes.
Hey, Wang, what's going on?
Hey, Wang, this place is restricted, so don't tell him you're Jewish. Okay, fine.
Now, so all musical horns, I wonder if they would include this one. Sorry, kid.
Not a horn.
No ice cream.
That's not a horn.
But a vehicle playing music. You think the ice cream men in Cambodia? It's ice cream. Ice cream. It's all melted.
Milk. Ice milk. Mr. Manet said such dancing affects public order and poses a traffic hazard.
Okay.
It's got to be.
That's a problem in Cambodia.
I want to hear
so
the
many cars have
aren't
musical
there,
horns.
Aren't there so many other problems in Cambodia?
I don't know. I don't know these days.
I would think, stray mines and that sort of thing.
Okay, changing the subject.
I might want to not farm the back 40. Luther lost a limb.
Yeah, I bet hoeing a field in Cambodia is a little
trickier.
It's not
a lot of rocks.
Not as carefree as you'd want it to be.
Speaking of losing a limb, she said, a Taiwanese university student is accused of taking a severe frostbite injury in a failed bid to pocket nearly $1.3 million in insurance payouts for his amputation. Okay, follow me here. The student, surnamed Chang, conspired with his former high school classmate, surnamed Liao, to orchestrate the fraud. Chang took out policies from at least 5 insurers before the two men rode around Taipei to create the impression that Chang had suffered frostbite after riding on a motorcycle on a cold night.
Huh.
To make the injuries more believable, Leo reportedly forced Chang to soak his feet in dry ice for over 10 hours, which led to below-the-knee amputation. Chang later filed claims, and though he received a payout from one insurer, the others reported the case to authorities. Both men have now been charged with fraud after investigators unraveled
the
scheme.
But the guy actually lost his legs and feet.
Yes.
Well,
Mr. Liao was facing financial problems due to cryptocurrency losses. Boy, that's a friend. If your other buddy is going to lose his legs for you to help you get money.
Jeez.
God.
Ironically, he kept doing it.
What?
What do you mean?
He didn't get cold feet.
Oh, wow. Stuck with it.
Huh?
Yes.
What is that? What is the origin of that phrase?
Cold feet? I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't do it. He got cold feet.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a history there.
Blood leaving a limb, something like that.
You got to. Why not just get a job, buddy?
Yeah.
Losing your legs.
Jeez.
Good luck getting a date now. No money and no legs. Okay.
Well, that is the amazing story here because I just.
Yeah, the judge was harsh.
said he didn't have a leg to stand on.
No, but the guy... But the guy who lost his legs isn't even the guy who had the financial problems.
Right. It's his buddy who's helping him.
And he talked his friend into losing his legs for him so he could get money. Think that's a friend.
Hey, here's a guy. This guy needs to go into sales.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
All right, baby.
Hang on. I think cold feet. The phrase first appeared in an 1878 English translation of a German novel. A character leaves a poker table when his luck runs cold. He said, yeah, my feet are cold.
Oh.
And the dealer said, don't you always get cold feet when you're at our club, when you've had good luck? And
Accusing him of saying, hey, you don't stick around for right. us to earn our money back.
Right. And something about Stephen Crane in one of his books, too. So.
Okay. Red Badge of Courage, perhaps.
Fraser Crane. No, it was.
Okay, very good.
Red Pony.
1996.
A baby
you
born
asked.
On.
He really did. You gave him the answer.
Yeah, you don't have to keep going.
Stephen Crane added to the phrase the 1896 second edition of his short novel, Maggie Girl of the Streets. There you go.
Oh.
Got her feet up in the air.
Round heeled.
Nice. Never said round heeled, never thought it. How did that get into your brain and you just won't stop saying it?
Round-heeled?
It's from a book.
Christy, will you interrupt these dummies?
Nope.
Go
Let's
ahead.
See where they take this.
I don't know.
A baby born on an Aero Mexico. A baby born on an Aero Mexico flight will be treated to free flights for years to come.
As long as they remain the same age.
The 31-year-old mom went into labor during a flight from Mexico City to Ciudad Juarez. Dr. Leticia Solario, a physician who happened to be on the plane, helped the woman deliver her baby. Mom Babe taken to the hospital upon landing and are doing well. Aero Mexico plans to gift the newborn 90 free flights in honor of the airline's 90th anniversary.
The bad news, those flights have to be on Aero Mexico.
And they all have to be before she turns two because she has to sit on her mom and dad's lap, which would be free anyway.
Do they allow babies, our kids, to sit on the laps of the...
Yeah, yep. Under two.
What if there's a crash?
That's the way it's done.
It's not safe.
Well, they do it.
Well, if you're right, though.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not right. Obviously, there would be bigger problems.
How stressful would that be, though? You're giving birth in the aisle, and you've got all these jackasses taking... I'm sure they've all got their iPhones out.
It is ridiculous.
This will be on YouTube.
Well, hopefully they went back into the galley, for God's sake.
Pregnant-ass lady blocking the drink cart.
How about the whole Coke, bitch?
How come she gets a whole baby?
Put your legs in the full upright position.
I think a funny joke would be to look at the flight attendant and go, I'll have what she's having.
You can. One of the classic great lines of all time.
No. I do, and who are you to judge me?
Yeah. You should have a baby, Josh.
You'd be a good dad.
No, I mean, I want to birth one.
Oh, that's a different story.
Well, from what I understand, it's my right.
Yeah, it is your right. Good luck.
You just have to...
Get a uterus.
Maybe
we can simulate it.
How so?
Well, we'd have to implant
a
sandpaper watermelon in your ass.
Why sandpaper?
Yeah, wait a minute. What's going on?
I just really want it to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're going to learn giving birth. No picnic. There's a lot going on. What was the, did you have the story about the baby who was born in a lift?
Yeah, we did that.
We call them elevators here.
In a Uber thing. Here we go. This was in Florida. A mother called a Lyft ride after going into labor, told the driver to take her to the hospital. The driver told the station they would not make it to the hospital and pulled over underneath a bridge on I-95. And she had the baby right there in the car while waiting for authorities to arrive.
Yep. Ugh.
Well, you think there were two sleeping hobos under that bridge. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? The miracle.
I just hope they have that.
You said it, Sam.
I hope they had WeatherTech.
It is a messy business. And that's just from the mom.
Bitch of a cleaning fee. Wow.
Fluids and placenta.
Yep.
Dear people, this is an email. I just turned the show on. What in the hell is going on? It is entertaining, though. Thank you, Bob. There, Bob M.
Thank Bob M.
Not Bob K, but Bob M.
Now, this... when you take a Lyft or an Uber, they usually have bottled water in there for you?
No, mm-mm. Not no? anymore. No. No, they used to back
in the
early
days.
Yeah,
that used to be a thing. A lot of them stopped.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have your account marked? You want to talk? I bet. You do, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's idiotic.
If you have a
I have a 5 rating, by the way.
Yeah, but if you have a bad Uber, do you post on that person's Uber like you
I've
had
never,
a bad
I have never had a bad one.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never had a bad
one. I've had Uber. A couple of weird ones.
Because I had a bad one recently, and my husband said, why didn't you post, and I go, because I don't want my rating to go down if I tell this guy that he didn't do a good job.
That's so interesting. Revenge ratings.
Yeah.
Why was it bad?
How do you start the? I'm the Uber driver. Come on, hi, how are you? How are you doing? How do you start the conversation?
It depends on what topic is at hand.
Really?
I say, hey, I just left the.
Does it concern on head anything on headwear as you're getting into the Uber?
Could be.
Could be headwear.
Could be. Hey, where are you from?
Uh huh.
I try to be as non-confrontational as possible. I just slide in the back and go, "Who are you voting for?"
Oh, I've gotten that guy. I've gotten the guy that, apparently knows how to run the universe.
And it's clear too that person has been talking to every passenger about.
They kind of
have their spiel down.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Last one I took, Ace and I were at the Kiss concert, and I left, took an Uber home.
Left early, did you?
Yeah, I had my fill.
How many songs did he last, Ace?
You didn't hear the last song that everything was on fire?
Surprisingly long.
I was there for most of the show.
And the song before that, when everything was on fire? Or the
it was great.
The middle set, when everything was on fire? Or
all about the music.
Yeah. Nothing like the music of Kiss.
You go to see the show, not
everything on fire.
It was great. Yes, it was a great show.
I was just humming a massive fire the other morning.
That's very funny.
Yes, sir. Nothing that warms my heart like the remembrance of a fire.
What is the rule? If there is one on a pregnant woman getting on a plane, is that just a...
Well, it's not a rule. It's scientific. Josh, you want to tell him?
I mean, can the airline go, look, you can't... I know there was a story a while back about they wouldn't let a woman on a cruise ship.
I don't know what the rules are. I know when I was pregnant, my doctor suggested that I not fly after 7 months, but...
Yeah, there should be a rule. I'm not trying to be... It is unfortunate that a woman who's, like, let's say her due date is a week from her flight.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, you don't want to put yourself at risk.
No.
Because you reach a certain altitude.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
It'll squeeze out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hopefully the baby's head stays intact.
Oh. I don't think, because, Chris, you can't Kegel a baby back, can you?
No.
I want my baby back, baby. Baby back. Like, nobody's going to look at you.
If you have Kegel muscles, that's
I'm giving birth. No doctor's ever said, can you hold it?
No. And someone answered this question for me, but I forgot the answer. If you give birth on an airplane.
Yeah, babies in international law will not be eligible for Social Security.
You can get any passport once.
I mean, is it where you land or what?
Where, I don't know.
Hopefully it's where you're from. Parents reside or something, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either, but...
That'd be a great political thing. Well, they're having flights.
And babies are being born.
I've just about had it with these mid-air births. I'm not doing it.
6 a year happened.
Well, and there she was putting the placenta in the barf bag.
Asking
the stewardess for an epidural. Come on.
How many people do you think pass away on a flight just from natural causes?
Oh, that happens.
Sure.
That happened to a friend of mine.
Then, 6 to 8 a month.
And
then
what?
They had to sit next to the decedent.
That happened to my Uncle Joe. He was flying from L.A. to Hawaii, and he and his wife and the lady...
Oh, I thought your Uncle Joe died.
No, the lady at the window passed away.
Did he want to swap seats?
What'd they do? Did he at least get her meal?
All I know is that he had to... When they got to Hawaii, they... were questioned
sure
about the death.
That is wild.
Did they cover her up?
You gave her a blanket? Yeah.
Over her head?
I don't know about that. I could ask him. He'll be here in May. We'll ask him about it.
I guess you get the armrest.
Yeah. I guess so.
He got to fight for it. If rigor is set in, it can be a real bear.
How long does it take for rigor mortis to set in?
I don't know.
Well, flying to Hawaii, depending where you start, that's a long haul.
Well, they started in L.A.
Man.
So it's a five-hour flight.
And a friend of yours had to sit next to the decedent?
Yep.
Uncle Joe had to sit next to this lady the whole way there.
What do you think they're going to do? They don't have a morgue in the back of the plane.
I didn't know if they'd go, we have to land.
They can't land
from
in
L.A.
the ocean.
To Hawaii, of course, difficult. But
right. They don't start smelling right away.
I'm going to have it in my will that if I die on an airplane, you can just throw me out.
Well, that would be difficult.
It's gonna
be
tricky.
The rest of the people are going to go with you.
What?
everybody, hang on to your cokes.
You can't just DB Cooper me out the back.
Well, you got to go down to a reasonable altitude, I would think.
That's fine. Just drop me off. I'll be shark food. What do I care?
Good point. You're dead, right?
Yeah. I don't know if this answers a total of 577 in-flight deaths. Average 72 deaths per year. Deaths occur at an average rate of 1 per 3.2 million passengers mid-flight.
Oh. Chick, what if one is just, the person is really fighting it? Like, I'm dying!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God!
I'm not ready, Lord.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.